This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour of our Saturday edition of the program. We're sorry, but you can't call in tonight. You could get on the show if you were here at Shire Fest and Somalia Fest, which is happening this weekend through Tuesday, actually, yes. Over at Rogers Campground. Probably the most beautiful location you could imagine as far as mountainous views are concerned. It's absolutely incredible. Always grateful to spend any amount of time here. Of course, you can come out and join us. You can go to rogerscampground.com and, book a site. There's plenty of sites available right now. I imagine it's going to get a little bit busier as the week goes on, as another Freedom Festival is going to be here later, the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Or as I like to call it, the Festival of Porcupines.
And you're going to be staying for that, Daryl.
Yes.
We're going to be here through Tuesday, so I was able to negotiate a deal to continue broadcasting throughout the entirety of Somalia Fest and Shire Fest. So it's always great to be here. It's Ian and Daryl in our outdoor studio, which we are being, right basically under the sun. It's almost noon, I think, right now, or just about noontime Eastern as we're recording this. And we've been talking about the liberty movement, this migration, where it's not just the movement in general that exists all around the world, but a lot of people are focusing their efforts in one place. They're libertarians and voluntarists and anarchists who are moving, picking up their lives and jobs and family and whatever, and moving to New Hampshire. And we're seeing more people showing up. We know that from the posts over on the Shire Forum, there are people who are, as typical for this time of year, coming up for these freedom festivals, and they're staying.
Yes.
This is their move. They're coming here. They're going to hang out with what will likely be hundreds of like-minded people over the next several days, and then they're not leaving New Hampshire after that.
I'm excited. My buddy Patrick is coming up.
Yeah, that's right. Is he making the move?
Yeah, they're making the move. Patrick and his wife and kid. And
now, this is the Liberty Menu guy.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you got to get him on here because I'm sure he would love to talk to you. And he's going to be here for this, obviously.
Yeah, I definitely want to do that. He's another person who's on the Shire Forum, which I think is one of the cool parts about this event is we've already encountered a couple people, one of them sitting here in our live studio audience, who is like a brand new mover, also registered on the Shire Forum, because the Shire Forum is, lame attempt at trying to bring a forum back, basically. And I think it's.
And to get people off of Facebook.
And to get people off of Facebook, which I personally believe has harmed activism, because I think that what Facebook does is it promotes dramatic posts. And I don't think it's Facebook's fault that it does that. It's just that's what happens there because it is Facebook's fault that they don't have any, useful moderating tools. So if you have, you can have a group on Facebook supposedly of people of, some sort of interest. And if somebody posts a drama thread on that group, you are either stuck with the thread or you have to remove it. And then, of course, removing the thread creates more drama. It's like, what happened to the thread?
Or if you remove a comment, or there's times where, the Facebook servers wind up just, having a glitch to where a comment will disappear momentarily, and then somebody starts griping of, why'd you remove my comment? Well,
and
nobody removed
and
any
apologies.
Comments, and they're like, oh, well, did Facebook hit it temporarily?
Yeah, it's just it's so annoying. Whereas with a forum, if somebody posts something off topic, well, all the forums are linked together, so you can move the post that, you can keep the post around for people to continue their argument or whatever it is, but it can happen over here in the, drama zone or the argument zone.
Are you going to make that for the Shire Forum a subcategory for arguments?
If it comes to that.
It'll be like that Monty Python sketch where the guy goes to have an argument.
So I don't remember that one. What movie was that?
He pays a guy to argue with him. This is Monty Python. I think this was a show.
Okay.
And
the Flying Circus show.
Yeah, he goes in to pay the guy, and then I guess he sees the wrong guy, and the guy's like insulting him instead of arguing with him. It's a good
it's a
one.
Great
you can
show.
YouTube that one. That's good.
So, but anyway, getting people in the same place. There aren't enough people on the Shire Forum right now to be having that level of drama, I don't think.
Yeah.
And if it did come to that, we could deal with it easily.
Something else that I think not enough people realize, just because you see something that you disagree with doesn't mean you have to get into an argument about it. Oh, you can just ignore posts.
Of course. In Facebook world, it's actually, yeah, it's a stronger move to ignore stuff that you don't like rather than give it all of this attention.
Exactly.
Right.
Right. And, you know, like the same thing applies in real life. If, you know, you see somebody that you don't like, you don't have to go over and start yelling at them. You can just ignore them.
Yeah, that's the first rule. That's like what Gandhi said, right? You know, first they ignore you. Just ignore them. There you go.
Isn't that apocryphal, or did he actually say that?
Ooh, I don't know.
I feel like there's been some question as to where that quote actually came from, but...
And a lot of times...
What's the word you used there? Apocryphal? I think that's the right word. That's
right, meaning that it... is something that was made post facto. He said something, and then somebody was like, well, no, you know, here's the way, and they'll just reword things, but they
that's
don't
like
say
they,
it's a paraphrase. Yeah. They say it's an exact quote. Like the quote that's often attributed to Stalin of it doesn't matter who votes, it matters who counts the votes.
Ooh.
He said something very similar, but not those exact words.
That's like the Harriet Tubman quote. I would have freed so many more people if they knew they were slaves. She didn't actually say that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're still great
quotes.
There's
a lot of things.
Absolutely.
Abraham Lincoln said, don't believe everything you read on the internet. I saw that on the internet. It has to be true.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, there was a picture and words next to it. And, you know, it had to be true.
Check out the Shire Forum. That's actually where we created the Free Talk Live forum. So we kind of brought back years ago, Free Talk Live had a BBS. It was very popular for a number of years before the advent of social media like Facebook. And then it died off after that. And so we kind of put it to rest. It's actually all still there if you wanted to go read all the thousands of posts. And
you just can't make new posts
on the BBS. But you can make new posts. And several people have on the Shire Forum in the Free Talk Live section. So if you want to talk about Free Talk Live or LRN.FM with other listeners, that's where you can go to.
Or even the Libertarian Party of New Hampshire.
Yep, there's a brand new LP of New Hampshire subforum there. So go to forum.shiresociety.com and you can get registered. You do have to post a quick introduction, but it's a great way to get connected with the people who are already here in New Hampshire and the people who are planning on making a move. I think those are the core groups of people who are in there, and you don't have to be moving to New Hampshire to join the Shire Forum, but that is where you will encounter a lot of us.
Yeah, I've been contacting a lot of new upcoming movers on there who are posting, "Oh yeah, moving this time or this time." And if they're landing in Manchester, you know, it's my backyard, and you can come hang out and I'll show them around.
Great.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we do that all the time. And it's it's just nice to know that there is a community here, to know that there are more libertarians here than you could possibly know. I mean, you can't know them all, and you don't want to know them all.
Nope.
Because some of them you're not going to get along with.
Right.
And that's okay.
And
it's okay.
Yeah, there's that Dunbar number.
30 or whatever?
I think it's a little higher than that, but...
I thought it was 100-something.
Yeah, there's number that some guy named Dunbar was like, you can only really have, actual good interactions with a certain number of people. Know who they are.
People you know thing. Yeah.
Yeah, you ever meet that one person who you can't remember every time you meet them?
All the time.
Yeah.
At this event.
You've reached the number then. You've reached Dunbar's number. You don't have enough room.
who was it that I was talking to? It's always the right thing to say, apparently, when you do that is, oh, it's nice to see you again, instead of it's nice to meet you again. I need to get that right.
Was that Holland Cook, maybe?
I forget who said
it. He's a smart man.
Yeah,
he says a bunch of really good things.
He does. And he does survival speech, which is a fantastic thing. So, Shire Dude, let's come back around full circle here, because you've got things to do. You've got, you're not running this event, but you are Shire Dude, and this is Shire Fest.
Welcome to my festival.
You even run, bro?
No.
It's definitely new to be in a studio where bugs will fly into your eye. Because that just
It
happened.
Just flew away.
Is that a first? Yeah. Is that a Free Talk Live first? A
definitely,
bug flew in your eye?
Definitely.
Wow.
Have you ever held a fly in your mouth?
Yeah.
No.
Up your nose, in your ear.
It is always unpleasant because they do not taste. At least the one that flew in my mouth once upon a time did not taste good.
I usually keep my mouth pretty closed.
I occasionally, while either running or biking, will have a bug fly into my mouth.
I heard it's because if you eat something delicious and they smell it, that's why they want to fly in there. So, yeah.
Well, beef jerky is delicious. And that's a staple of my diet.
So ShireDude.com, that's where people can go to watch your productions.
Yeah. Yeah, I've got the ShireDude series on there. It's all free on YouTube, so yep. It's just linked there on ShireDude.com.
And if you're following FreeKeen.com, you like to post them over there, too, and I appreciate you doing
that. Yeah, I'm a FreeKeen blogger. I love the hate that I get from posting
so
things on FreeKeen.com.
Well, it just shows that people are paying attention. And we're going to be back with more from Free Talk Live at ShireFest. Thanks, ShireDude.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We are at Shire Fest 2017 and Somalia Fest, two competing yet friendly festivals that are happening at the same time here at Rogers Campground in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire, nestled within the just on the outside of the White Mountains here.
The Presidential Range.
Okay, and they're beautiful. It's amazing to a sight to behold, and it's awesome to actually be able to be outside for the first time ever at these events. We've been coming to these freedom festivals, these camping freedom festivals that are held on a yearly basis. These are new, but there have been others in the past. We've been coming for to these for like a decade at this point. I think it's been an exact decade since we've been going to these things. And this is such a beautiful location, and it's wonderful to actually be here recording during the day, different for the first time this year. So that's why you're not hearing any phone calls tonight on Free Talk Live. We're just going to be talking to the very interesting people that are here at the event, but also kind of covering other stuff that might be in the news if we get the chance. Of course, Bill Cosby just recently found not anything. It was a mistrial in his multiple felony, I think, sexual assault charges or something like that.
Yeah, it's a really, complicated and unfortunate case.
No doubt. So we can talk about all those things. If you want to comment, you're going to have to be here in person. You're going to have to join us at Shire Fest and also Somalia Fest happening at Rogers Campground through Tuesday. And we'll be here every single day through then. By the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live, which you can get at jaxx.io or your Google or Apple App Store. It holds multiple cryptocurrencies, not just
Bitcoin.
That's what's
really, 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 really nice about it.
But Ether and Dash and others, you can go to jax.io. There's also Shapeshift integration built right in. So if you want to switch from one to another, as some people have been doing, a lot of people have been jumping ship from Bitcoin and moving into other things. This makes it easy to do right there in your wallet. It was created by Anthony DiOrio. He's a Free Talk Live listener and a longtime supporter, one of the founders of Ethereum. It's easy with Jax to back up your wallet and recover your funds if necessary. They're striving to give you command over your digital life, coins, contracts, currencies, identity, and more. It's your digital command center in the palm of your hand. It's Jax, the official wallet of Free Talk Live at jaxx.io. And like your regular wallet, you do have to be concerned with security when it comes to your digital wallets as well. So make sure you've got a passcode, not just in Jax. That's one thing you can do, but on your phone itself. You need to make sure that your phone...
You should do that anyway.
Yes.
I mean, if you're running around with a smartphone that's got all kinds of information in it about your life, these
most
things...
Most importantly, your email.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how every password you need to reset, right? If you ever go to a website and you forget the password, it always comes to your email. So if somebody gets in your phone, guess what they're in? Right. Your email box.
Yep.
So they have the keys to the kingdom.
That's exactly right. And you need to have your phone secured. No one's ever lost their money from Jax through a hack. Mm-hmm. But you do need to secure your phone.
JAXX.io. And in fact, last night on the show, we actually had Charlie Shrem on with us from Jax. And we all talked about the upcoming user-activated soft fork for Bitcoin, which is this deadline day of August 1st, where there are these different warring factors in the Bitcoin geek world,
right,
basically, that are...
The unseen war in the shadows.
This is World War III. I mean, this is a big deal within the world of Bitcoin.
It is.
Nobody, thankfully, will die, but...
It's frankly it's a big deal for everyone because, you know, the way it's... appears to be meeting out is the sides of freedom and goodness and the sides of tyranny and corporatism.
Right. And, that's boiling it down as much as we possibly can. If you want to hear more about it, go pick up last night's episode from freetalklive.com. It's basically the whole first hour of the show with Charlie Shrem.
And I'm biased, you know.
People are picking sides on this thing, and what may happen after
I'd like to hear, by the way, reasons why I'm wrong on the side. I have yet to sort of grok, to wrap my mind around the others. The people I've talked to online appear to be mad.
There's
mad.
A lot of that.
Like, mad dog in the sun, kind of mad.
Like, insane.
And, of course, that's Facebook, right? So I don't know.
We did get an email about the so-called user-activated soft fork. But, you know, just to let people know, August 1st could be an insane day for Bitcoin. there could be, at the end of this, multiple Bitcoins. They could have what's called a hard fork. It could fork more than once into different copies, basically, of Bitcoin, and then what will happen to those in the marketplace is completely unknown. Which ones will be valued in which way, and who will trade how?
I guess I'm confident. I mean, this is how I feel. You know, having talked.
Well, so do they.
Yeah, you're right.
So do the user-activated soft fork people. They believe that they have a secret crew of miners that's going to appear, that's going to mysteriously appear on August 1st and begin putting their mining power behind this alternative to Bitcoin, this soft fork alternative. And then there's also the user-activated hard fork, which is now competing with that. There's what's called SegWit2x, which is a
segregated witness with a 2 megabyte block ink size increase.
Which, of course, none of that means anything to someone who's brand new to Bitcoin. But this is an agreement that the big players in the Bitcoin field, like that have 83% of the mining power behind them, supposedly, had come to a consensus on a few weeks ago in New York.
Right, and like any compromise, nobody got everything they wanted by any stretch of the imagination.
Right.
Some people,
but they're moving forward,
want everything, and those people are the user-activated soft fork people. Like, we're not compromising.
Well, they want it their way, right. They don't want everything. They don't want the block size increase. Well, they want SegWit.
They want everything they want.
Right, and they're not willing to budge. But so if it's true that they've got the 83% of the mining power, as they claim to, then it would seem to me this soft fork thing that might happen on August 1st is not going to go anywhere. And that's why you
in
can
business,
feel confident. But
in business, you get what you can negotiate.
But anything's possible. I mean, because
it's
this
true.
isn't your typical business. This is a new form of money for the world. I mean, Bitcoin is an amazing invention. It's a decentralized currency. It was not created by a bank or a government. And that means it's not governed in the way that old money is. You know, old money, the Federal Reserve and the Treasury, you know, they get together and they decide to inflate the money supply, or maybe the Fed just decides that on their own or whatever. How are they make those decisions? They do that. They want to add a new feature to the $100 bill, you know, strip down the side of the bill. They, you know, make their decision and then they implement it. With the Bitcoin world, it's not really controlled by anyone except for everyone who's involved with specifically the mining and to some lesser extent the nodes, as I understand it. The nodes are the users who have the full installation of Bitcoin on their, like, their home desktop computer that are sort of helping validate the transactions that come through. And then the miners also do some validation and confirmation and cryptographic security, making sure that the transactions are secure and honest. And if the miners don't agree to something, they're the real economic weight behind Bitcoin. If, you know, anybody can make a proposal to change Bitcoin, but if the miners don't get behind it, it doesn't happen. And it's just a completely different paradigm for how money works and how how decisions are made behind the scenes for this. So, you know, we've never in the Bitcoin world experienced a real contentious situation like this before.
Well, it sort of did. There was a situation with the next most popular cryptocurrency, Ether.
That was Ethereum, yes.
Ethereum.
And there may be some lessons to be learned from that, but that's what I'm saying. Bitcoin has never gone through this. And at the time when Ethereum went through this, it was still, you know, it wasn't as big of a deal as it is today. And,
sure.
And it has grown since then. So we can continue the discussion here. We are at ShireFest, Somalia Fest 2017, at the beautiful Rogers Campground in northern New Hampshire in Lancaster. You can join us up here for the rest of the weekend through Tuesday. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're at Rogers Campground yet again. We have the pleasure of being at Rogers twice this summer because we get to go back later in August for the Cannabis Freedom Festival, the new version of what was last year called the Hemp Fest. And so it's always exciting, and it's always great to be here. The weather today is beautiful. When we showed up yesterday, it was raining, and today sunny and warm and fantastic. With you tonight, whenever it is that you happen to be listening to this, it's Ian,
Mark,
and Daryl.
Oh, Daryl, we've changed microphones around here, so I'm just turning Daryl down.
One thing I got to say about the view is, so when we showed up when it was raining here at Rogers Campground, the view of the Presidential Mountains here is just superlative. And even when it was sort of overcast and dreary and all that, the view is still gorgeous. And now that it's sunny, it's still gorgeous. I suspect it's always gorgeous.
Except at night.
Yeah.
So I've actually got a question about the Presidential Range. And, yes, this is, you know, Daryl being kind of pedantic. As there are more presidents, do they rename
no
mountains
they
to...
Don't. They just named them after the first few presidents. I believe there's a Jefferson. I know there's a Washington.
Yeah, that's the biggest one.
Yeah, that's the tall one. You can drive up it, too. And if you ever see this car drove up Mount Washington, it did. We got a bumper sticker.
Either that or the person went to the top, bought extra bumper stickers, and just put them on.
And just decided to lie about their car.
Yes. Well, people do that.
People do lie. I suspect the chances are very good if they put the bumper sticker on that the car has been to the top of Mount Washington.
True.
I believe there's a Madison, and I'm not entirely sure. Look, I'm not an expert on the presidential range, but no, they do not name a new mountain after each president that comes through. There is no Mount Trump.
Good.
Not yet. They could probably rename it if they
want. If there is, it would be huge.
Huge.
So we're.
It would be the best mountain. It would have the best view.
Everybody knows it.
And we would make all of the valleys pay for it.
So in the last segment, we were talking about the user-activated soft fork, kind of coming back around to a conversation that we'd had last night. Bitcoin.com has an opinion about this user-activated soft fork. The folks over at Bitcoin.com are not, as I understand it, supporting the so-called user-activated soft fork. They're getting behind what's called SegWit2x, which you mentioned in the last segment, Mark. This is the agreement that many of the Bitcoin players, the big companies and big mining people have made to increase the capacity of the Bitcoin network, because that's why the fees right now are insane. I just sent some Bitcoin the other day, and it was like $2.75 worth of Bitcoin just to send some Bitcoin somewhere.
Yeah.
And it used to be no more than 2 cents or 5 cents. I mean, and back in the day, you could send it for free if you wanted to. So obviously that is hurting the Bitcoin network. That if you have to choose, I mean, if you have the ability to choose, and we do,
yes.
You know, we've got Dash, we've got Ether, we've got other things that we can use, why would you send the crypto that costs you 100 times more to send than the other crypto, like, say, Dash, which might be no more than 2 cents worth to send a transaction? You know, it can all be converted to U.S. dollars or any other cryptocurrency. So why would anyone who's sending a small-ish transaction, say less than $100 worth of Bitcoin or coin, some sort of crypto coin, use Bitcoin? Why would they? There's just no economic reason for it. And that's hurting Bitcoin. You may not be able to see it in the price, because the price has been fantastic over the last few months. But long term, it's whittling away at Bitcoin's usability.
And I've heard, and you know, I'm not involved in like the development disagreements or discussions, but I've heard that there's sort of this disagreement of, should Bitcoin be able to be used for these, you know, like everyday transactions? Or should Bitcoin just be something that, you know, is basically a digital version of a wire transfer?
You don't get to choose. And the people who think that it can just be this digital gold, this storable wire transfer, big money thing, they just don't seem to understand how economics works.
They can cause the fees to be so high that people would not use it for sending less than $15,000 US dollar equivalent.
That's what they seem to want for it.
Sure, but I guess the question I would ask a person who has that position is, if I, for instance, the show is also sponsored by Dash, I like to mention them. I use them on a pretty regular basis as a cryptocurrency. They are in many ways superior to Bitcoin. Not in every way by any stretch of the imagination. Price certainly is an issue. But I can send just as much money in Dash for far less for a fee. Why would I use Bitcoin to do that?
And you can store
money.
If
you can't answer that question for me, if the person who is, the supporter of small blocks cannot answer that question for me, then you understand that the marketplace will continue to use
the response generally is, well, Bitcoin's accepted in more places.
Yes, but I'm not sending it to more places. I'm doing the equivalent of a wire transfer, so all I have to do is have them get a Jax wallet, and then they can accept Bitcoin and Dash. Wham, bam, it's over. Bitcoin is the Model T, which was a fine automobile in its day, and I'm sure that people who were competing against it at the time were like, God, we're never going to beat this really cheap, reliable vehicle. And then,
you can get it in any color you want, as long as you want it in black.
Bitcoin.
There were other colors.
You're right. Bitcoin is accepted in more places, and that's probably a big factor in why it's worth so much more right now. But it's, you know, just a matter of programming and promotion to get other currencies accepted in a bunch of places, too.
Right.
And the longer Bitcoin continues to suffer with this sort of crippled leg that it has right now, these other currencies are going to develop these other options. We've heard that there's some pretty interesting things being developed right now on the Dash side of things.
The leg is something that can be healed immediately. I mean, it wouldn't take long at all to heal the leg. It's that people are there that keep on kicking the leg. You know, Usain Bolt can beat me with a hurt leg. He can outrun me with a hurt leg. But, you know, if he keeps on being hurt, then the other great runners are going to run past him.
Yeah, it's true. And time is of the essence here. The Bitcoin market cap has whittled away over the last several months, up from as much as in the earlier this year, it was as high as 85%. So the total value
12 months
of all,
ago, it was 90.
The total value of all the cryptocurrencies in the world is the, you know, the total market cap, and Bitcoin was 85% of that. Now, as of a few days ago, I haven't checked today, but it was at 40%. So it has just been wiped. It's not that value in Bitcoin is wiped out. It's just that the other currencies have been rising in comparison. Ethereum used to be worth like 1 Ethereum to 100, or like 100 Ethereum to 1 Bitcoin. Now it's 10 to 1.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a big change.
Well, and the you know, used to be valued at 10,000 Bitcoin used to be valued at 2 large pizzas.
Sure, absolutely.
So, you know, the used to be valued at, I don't think really holds a lot
of
weight.
Well, no,
unless you're saying 1 month ago. So if you're giving me a time frame.
It wasn't that long ago. The Ethereum's been on a rocket ride within the last couple of months.
And that's largely based on speculation.
Sure, it's on speculation. What do you think Bitcoin rose on?
Yeah, well, and also it's more than just speculation for Ethereum. It's mostly speculation, but there are some companies that are taking this competitor to Bitcoin, and they're actually doing something real with it. So you've got like storage, for instance,
that they're building things on top of. So they're basically building plugins for what is essentially WordPress.
Yeah, I mean, so that's a way to look at it. Ethereum is essentially a programming platform that's on the blockchain. It's a decentralized programming language, basically, and without getting any further into that. Storage, who we had Sean Jackson, I believe was his name?
Wilkinson.
Wilkinson. Sean Wilkinson from Storage. They want a decentralized hard drive space, basically, and they're using the Ethereum blockchain. They were using Bitcoin, but they decided to leave Bitcoin and move over to Ethereum because it's got more promise, lower fees, you know, there's just more happening with it.
And I think that storage is going to truly change the world and the way that we use computers. What it's doing is basically taking cloud computing, encrypting it, and then putting it out there on other people's computers.
So cloud storage
is basically somebody else's computer.
Right, this is a lot of somebody else's
Google's computer. Amazon's computer. It's not Daryl and Ian's computer.
Right.
When you can hand storage, computer storage over to the people, what you do is you pull the guts out of the corporations every time. And I'm not saying that corporations are bad or anything like that. I'm just saying that, are they the ones that you want holding your information?
No, certainly. And storage, that's why I would say it has doubled in value since their coin sale went on a couple months ago. More coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Get started at Dash.org. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help us create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org and get your own Dash wallet today. That's Dash.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live here at Shire Fest 2017, the first ever. An event that was created last night, I think.
On the air?
Friendly competition with Somalia Fest, because Mark, you said that you didn't care for the name. Somalia Fest.
Right. I mean, at this point, Somalia Fest is so decentralized. It's basically some people coming here to camp out together and hang out and have a nice time. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to disparage that in any way, shape, or form. It's just when you say Somalia Fest, which is an extraordinarily inside joke.
For libertarians.
Yeah. Not even libertarians. I mean, it's inside to this particular tiny little community, which is essentially libertarians being told, well, if you don't like it here, why don't you move to where it's really free, Somalia, right? And
because they don't believe there's a government in Somalia, right, is the idea.
Right. But it's also
because people are misinformed. Would you ever guess that people are misinformed? I talked to you yesterday, I think yesterday morning, when I stumbled across this study that apparently 7% of American adults think that chocolate milk comes from brown cows.
Right. There you go. So, besides being a sort of confusing term, I also think that, you know, maybe there's some Somalians that would be either confused or upset by this. I mean, if you went to Portland, Maine,
yeah,
and you put up a bunch
of Somalis,
thousands of Somalis there, you put up flyers for Somalia Fest. I mean, what's Somalia Fest going to look like then?
I think it'd be awesome.
It would probably be some great food. I'll bet you.
It'd be a lot of fun too. Yeah.
I'm fine with that. I'm just thinking.
I think you'd probably only have food at night, because we're still in Ramadan.
Is that so?
And the Muslims during Ramadan fast during the day, which is why when Will Coley is here for Pork Fest, he gives away food once the sun has set.
He's coming for Shire Fest, as I understand it, and is planning to throw a rave at some point this weekend. So
that's what I had heard.
Yeah,
but I hear a bunch of things. It doesn't necessarily mean they're true.
Well, I suspect that that's true because it came from a very good source. But here we are. We're outdoors. It is a beautiful day in Lancaster, New Hampshire. The view is incredible. We're being joined by some wonderful friends that we hung out with last night. We're on Derek J. and Steven's campsite here, and people were chilling last night.
Derek J. Of the Victimless Crime Spree. Yes. You can find it at victimlesscrimespree.com.
The drinks were flowing. The smoke was smoking, and everybody had a good time.
Yeah, you know, one funny thing is usually whenever a fire is built, I'm the one who's in charge of doing it. Mm-hmm. I've got an outdoor wood stove and those sorts of things, so it just always falls
kind of
to me.
The full-time job when you're in the wintertime in New Hampshire
it
for
is.
You.
Yeah,
for
keeping a fire going. Yeah. Whereas, you know, in this particular instance, Steven was an Eagle Scout, right? So he's building a fire, and I'm liking what he's doing. I'm just kind of adjusting it a little bit. And I guess I never really understood, considered the hubris involved when I'm just, like, fixing somebody's fire. But, indeed, the smoke was a-smoking.
Well, they call you the fireman.
I'm a fireman.
So here we are. There's lots, of course, to talk about in the news. We did mention earlier the Cosby thing, but we were talking about the upcoming conflict in the Bitcoin community, and I did want to mention, you mentioned Dash, Mark, as a sponsor of the show, and Dash is digital cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast, and they can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized. It's run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So you can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, especially here in the Shire, here in New Hampshire, where cryptocurrency is just a big thing among the libertarian community here. Cryptocurrency is incredibly popular. Before cryptocurrency, alternative currencies like silver were very popular.
But they were being tried and used, but they didn't have nearly the market penetration that cryptos have achieved here.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you on that. But they were still pretty popular among the libertarian community. People were frequently
comparative.
Passing around silver very frequently.
And I would venture a guess that of the vendors that are going to be here beginning, tomorrow, next couple of days, of the ones that accept Bitcoin, if you offered them an ounce of silver,
they'd take that too.
They would accept it.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But it's harder to deal with silver. I mean, for most people that are taking silver, they're socking it away in a drawer or a safe or something like that. It's very unlikely they're, carrying it around with them and offering it to anybody else. It's very unlikely that most of the people they talk to are going to be interested in it. It's hard to make change with silver. It's just, it's heavy. Bitcoin and Dash and these others, they don't suffer from those problems. You don't have to make change. You send the exact amount for every transaction. It doesn't take up any space, any more so than your phone, that you probably already have in your back pocket. So if you want to get started, check out Dash.org. It's been fantastic. And the big deal is that people who had been using Bitcoin for selling things at the market days that are happening out in Manchester and Portsmouth, they're now taking Dash. It's apparently been very, very popular. So I bet we're going to see a lot of Dash this year at the vendors, a lot of acceptance. I'm just speculating based on what I've, the rumors I've heard, maybe Ether, maybe some of the other alternatives to Bitcoin. I don't think Bitcoin is going to be, it may still be the king, but it's getting close to being knocked off its throne. Which for those of us who love Bitcoin, who started with cryptocurrency with Bitcoin, it's always going to have a special place in our hearts. We don't want to see it fail.
No.
But it might,
Right. I mean, you can have, what you get what you negotiate for. But if you refuse to negotiate, and that's what seems to be going on with at least some people in the in this Bitcoin war that's come along. If you refuse to negotiate, it could just take the whole thing down. And maybe that's what they want. I don't know.
It's a scary potential, and that's coming in the future. So somebody wrote an email about this user-activated software. It's fairly short. He says, hello. It's from Brian. I've been listening to your show, and I've heard the interviews you've had with Roger Ver. Roger's the guy behind Bitcoin.com.
Yep. Sponsors the show.
Yep. After hearing this, I was convinced that Bitcoin Unlimited was the right course of action, that route. But then I decided I needed to do some more research on this before coming to a conclusion. After hearing both sides, I believe the user-activated soft fork is the way to go. Now, I'd like to point something out here. The Bitcoin Unlimited was a competing software. I run it. I think, Mark, you run it at home, competing with the regular Bitcoin Core software.
You run a node. You're correct. You're not a miner.
Correct. I'm running a full node.
Yeah, I run a node.
At the house. And so Bitcoin Unlimited is not actually the roadmap for the future. That was just sort of a placeholder. It was a way for people to people who supported the bigger blocks, the more being able to handle more transactions per minute on the Bitcoin network.
With the new New York City Accords, essentially the Bitcoin Unlimited project is, if not abandoned, at least on the back burner.
Yeah, it's going to. From what Roger told me the other night, Bitcoin Unlimited is going to start throwing support behind SegWit 2x.
Yeah.
So that's coming soon. They're going to release some software at the end of this month that anybody can download and show their support by running. And so I just wanted to clarify that misunderstanding here for Brian. But going on, he says, though Roger Ver's argument that Bitcoin Unlimited supporters are being censored on some forums may be valid, that does not mean that Bitcoin Unlimited's protocol is sound.
No, it doesn't.
Nope. An analogy would be someone on the moon landing on a moon landing forum who's denying the moon landing having his post deleted. Just because he's being censored doesn't make his position correct. I would like to see someone on the show with an opposing viewpoint. I know you try to avoid interviews, but I think in light of recent news, maybe you would make an exception. I think Tone Vase might be a good opposing viewpoint to Roger.
We had Tone Vase on in, February or March?
That's right.
Let me just sort of point out why the post about Bitcoin Unlimited are being removed from the subreddit is because the moderators of that specific subreddit consider Bitcoin Unlimited to be an altcoin, meaning an alternative to Bitcoin. So and they removed, if you made a post about Dogecoin they would remove that as well.
Yeah, that sounds like that's an excuse to me. Okay. Did they not edit Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin's white paper, to exclude stuff that they didn't like? Did they not edit the founder of Bitcoin stuff? And you
Did
can't
they?
Call that a...
Wow.
That's my understanding of how it went.
I don't know the specifics, and I'm not a moderator of anything on Reddit.
They're welcome.
I'm just telling you what the rationale is.
They're welcome to call in anytime
they
want.
Removing. Well, they can't call in tonight.
They can call in anytime they want.
Not tonight. Not tonight. We're on location.
Call in tonight, and then they'll find out that they can call in and on.
They can call most weeks. We're on 7 nights a week, and they can call any night from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time.
So censorship is what is done in communist dictatorships, okay? And that's one of the reasons that people get so upset.
Well, the Reddit moderators are not saying you're not allowed to post this anywhere. They're saying you're not allowed to post this on this specific thread of Reddit. And that applies to if you're posting about Dash, if you're posting about Ethereum, if you're posting about cow poop.
Yeah, but can you not? So if you make a post about why Bitcoin is flawed.
All right, hold that thought. There's more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live, and we are at Shirefest and Somalia Fest. Let's talk about censorship coming up.
Bitcoin.com is the most unique online destination in the Bitcoin universe. Buying Bitcoin? Do it here. Want to speak your mind to other Bitcoin users? Our forum is always open and censorship-free at forum.bitcoin.com. There's no bigger Bitcoin believers than the Bitcoin.com team. That's why this site is a one-stop shop for everything you need to get into Bitcoin life. You can also play games at games.bitcoin.com. Learn more at bitcoin.com. That's bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
go? Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000.
While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity trading at a guaranteed 7 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded in the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by June 30th at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net.
Deadline for 7 cent guarantee is June 30th.